the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to brandhanson.com.
Yeah, there are certain words that fall into disfavor. They're called archaic at some point. I use a lot of them. I like them. Some of them are directly from Yosemite Sam.
Yes. And you say when you are fatigued,
yeah,
you use them more.
I will lapse into archaic language because I can't interpret for myself rapidly enough. So I get tired. Anyway, this is actually a little disturbing. Seriously. Okay. Like, we just, by the way, on our podcast, we're just talking about the fruit of the Spirit in reality of this stuff in our lives. There's this list in the Bible. Stuff that will happen to you when you are following Jesus, when God's filling your life, and it's called the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, that kind of stuff. Well, those words aren't used very much anymore. You can do like a Google Trends search on these words. Mm-hmm. Words like faithfulness are used less now.
Boy.
Gentleness has fallen into disfavor. Mm-hmm. Patience is used 53% less over the last couple decades. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So those things are all fruit of the Spirit. Kindness has dropped by 56%. The words for gratitude or thankfulness have dropped by half.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
They're not replaced by other words per se. They're saying we just don't talk about this stuff. It's just not something you want to do, which just says a lot. Boy, this is tough. You ever get on a plane and you're just nervous? You got a lot of things going on. Well, this lady, you know what? I got breaking animal news to talk about what happened on an airplane with this poor lady.
So we're not actually interrupting a news story. This is the news story.
This is the news story. Okay. It's breaking animal news, but it has to do with an emotional support squirrel that a woman brought aboard a Frontier Airlines flight. She tried to. She got approval.
From whom?
From Frontier Airlines.
Okay.
For her emotional support animal.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she showed up with her emotional support squirrel, they said no. So that's why she instantly got a lawyer, and she is out for it now. She is
because they wouldn't let a squirrel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they pick and choose. It's like, yeah, you can bring this, but not that. And they're like, oh, we don't allow rodents. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay.
So is there, in your mind, honest question, is there any animal that is off limits?
No.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Somebody else can bring an animal.
Mm-hmm.
You allow, let's say, a flight attendant to bring her emotional support barn owl.
Okay.
And once that squirrel sees a barn owl.
Yeah. I see.
I mean, you know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Just entertainment for the whole flight.
Right. Like, yeah, you can bring that. I'll bring this.
Okay.
And then it probably ratchet up from there. But
it's the circle of life.
It's the circle of life. It's going to be entertaining. I'd love to be on that flight. I don't know if this will work. Let me try it. This could be a uniting thing across all political lines. Now, we don't talk politics on the show.
Right.
For reasons we've talked about many times, but that's just not our thing. Mm-hmm. So if you're waiting for a political left hook or right hook, you're not going to get it.
Okay.
Could this, though, unite us all? This belief, can we all sign on to this? Isn't it amazing? Just given all of the stuff that's going on, isn't the patience of God just breathtaking?
Mm-hmm.
He has the ability to blow us all to smithereens, all of us,
mm-hmm.
and just, that's how Annie Dillard put it when she wrote, she said, she was amazed that God didn't blow our dancing bear act to smithereens when he looked at all the stuff that we did.
Dancing bear act, I like
that. I really
that.
That's, I like that too.
I can see that.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about any particular anything or any side, just the whole thing.
The self-importance of it all.
Of it all.
Yes.
The posery, the just all of it. And just look at us and just go, you know what? All right.
Enough already. Yes, his patience is breathtaking.
Wow. People have different views of sarcasm. A lot of people are like, well, sarcasm is bad. That's all there is to it. Never be sarcastic. And then there are those of us who traffic in... right? Sherry, too.
Yes.
We traffic in ironic humor. I like to call it ironic humor.
I like that too.
Okay. Because sarcasm, like, well, it means tearing them down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's not tearing somebody, just being ironic, there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's nothing wrong with it because I could trot out the old Bible here to prove it. I happen to be reading this in Job. It's the first thing God says after listening to Job and his friends go on for 30 chapters or whatever. God answers the questions. And you know what he trots out with Job? Is he starts sarcastically and he says, oh, you've been around for a long time. You must know everything. That's what he says. you must know how to do this. You must know how to do that. Oh, because, you know, you're so wise. You clearly have the knowledge. You know how to put the stars in the sky. You know how to make the ocean stop at a certain point. Like, it is. He's being facetious or ironic, and it's very necessary because we think we know everything. We do. We think if we can't see a reason for something, there must not be a reason. It's just, there must not be one. If I can't figure out what the reason is, then there must not be one. Maybe there is no God. And God himself is saying, you don't think like I do. You can't.
So the lotteries are, I guess, got big payoffs right now, the big wins or whatever, hundreds of millions of dollars, all that sort of stuff.
Fascinating study on this. You're more likely to go bankrupt if you win the lottery.
I have heard that people go bankrupt quickly whenever they win.
It's usually within 3 to 5 years. But you're actually less likely to go bankrupt if you don't win it.
Okay.
Which is incredible to me. Like, that's just striking. Is it not surprising to you? Like,
well,
bankruptcy?
No, I can see that because you, whatever money habits you have,
that's true.
It'll change. In fact, I remember I forget who said it, but they said whenever you get money, you have a whole set of problems that you don't know about because you're trying to live day to day, paycheck to paycheck. And when you get money, those problems come to the surface and you end up doing a lot of foolish things.
Still, I would like to win it.
And okay.
I mean that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not joking. Mm-hmm. I don't play it,
right.
So I'm not going to win it. But like, I would like the it sounds to me like a challenge. Like if somebody's going, you can't, I'd like to try it. Sounds to me like a real challenge. Like, what would you do with this? I think it could make your life worse.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, okay, I think I'm old enough now I can handle it.
Well, I think that it wouldn't make your life worse. I think you would turn around and give 98% of it to Cure International and then you'd be bankrupt.
Then I'd be bankrupt.
Yeah.
And then I'd start all over. Right. And we'd be right back here. and there's nothing wrong with that.
You don't think you'd go a little crazy if you won?
I think I can handle it now. Honestly.
You don't play, so.
I don't play, right. But if I did, I think I can handle it. I really do. I don't think I could have handled it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, you're right. It makes you more of what you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hopefully. I'm at the point now, I'm in my late 40s. Mm-hmm. I mean, at some point.
You hope you grow up.
Not a fool.
Have some maturity, yeah.
Yeah, and I just don't just go hog wild. Have some perspective.
You're going to buy something big, though. What's your big thing, then?
You know what? This is going to sound completely fake.
Okay.
But I'm being totally serious. I don't know what it would be because I can't. There's only so. You can upgrade everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only so much house you can live in. And I don't
That's
think
true.
It's. I look at people that have the 5,000 square foot house. No offense if you
mm-hmm,
got one.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. But I just, it seems a little lonely. Like you're just kind of rattling around in a big barrel.
Right.
I don't.
I would get that with the anticipation that my family is
beating. That's true.
Yes, they are going to beat a path to that door quicker than the check could get there.
That's true. That's true. You could do that. I don't think that my car is nice.
Yes, it is.
It's used, but it's nice.
This is going to sound fake, but I want you all to know this is actually real. I would expect you to have all the same stuff. You may get one thing, but other than that,
I was, boy. I think I would try a first class flight.
Okay.
I think that'd be really, really nice. Yeah. I walked through there 10,000 times.
And it looks like those people have it really nice.
What's going on up here, you guys? And I'm whisked to the back before they can even answer. Yeah, God still loves us. It is amazing, incredible, given who we are, the stuff we do. My goodness, unbelievable. We're just admiring his patience. He doesn't just zap us into nebula at any moment. But one thing that occurred to me is just what an excuse-making machine I am. And the reason I was thinking about this, I don't know if you saw this in the news, but there was a guy working in an airplane hangar. It was for the Belgian Air Force. This is in Belgium. And he was in the airplane cockpit, hit the wrong button, launched you don't want to ever hear accidentally launched.
Whatever's after is usually not good.
But he's in an F-16
uh-huh.
And it's parked and he hits a button and actually it opened up machine guns.
Oh my goodness.
That raked another F-16, which mm-hmm. instantly burst into flames and just was destroyed.
Wow.
And blew up. But if that was me, how fast would it be after you're looking out the window like, oh my goodness, what did I just do? Mm-hmm. Where you'd be like, okay, what's my excuse?
Yep.
I mean, that's what we do.
Yes.
We're just so good. Instantly, I'd be like, okay, well, they shouldn't put that button there. Right, they should have told me, you know, about this. Don't turn on the machine guns.
I didn't have the training.
I should have been supervised. With the button.
So true.
Instantly, your mind will go there so fast. And the reason is because we desperately want to think we're good. That's all. We want to come up with excuses that justify what we're just excuse-making machines. It's all of us. It's not a guilt thing. It's just that's just the way we are. And here's God saying, you know what? There is no good excuse, and I love you. How about that? Question for you. If they gave you a promotion at work, but it did not involve a raise, would you accept a promotion? Most people say they would. I get it.
They would.
Yeah, they would. I guess this is happening quite a bit now. There's a lot of promotions, but then there's no actual raise. But I absolutely would in a heartbeat.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the title. I'm all about the title.
I don't care about the title.
How would you like to be executive producer?
No.
Really?
No, I don't care.
I'm bestowing a huge thing.
Is there any financial increase that goes along?
No, but it's executive. Like, I just realized I could bump you up.
Mm-mm. Because usually
you're declining.
Yes. Because what comes with a title is more responsibility. And to try to give me a title, more responsibility, and no more money.
Mm. Hang on a second. I'm doing your employee evaluation. Shirks. Shirks.
Yeah, write that down.
Doesn't want additional.
Good.
By the way, I bumped myself up to show captain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
With host.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's captain of the show.
And what goes along with that?
You have to say aye and that kind of stuff.
I need more money for that too.
You know what? It's all about the money, isn't it? Well, this is all super fancy. I'm already talking about Christmas shopping. I know it's early, but they've got this thing out like, oh, this model and actress named Emily Ratajkowski.
I think the J is silent.
Okay. She has teamed up with eBay Fashion to curate a list of dream gifts.
Okay.
Vintage this and that. Mm-hmm. $35,000 this, $4,000 watch.
Sure.
And then it says extremely rare $145,000 Hermes Himalayan crocodile Birkin bag.
Okay. $145,000.
Nothing strikes you as weird about that?
The $145,000.
Himalayan crocodile?
Okay.
There are no Himalayan crocodiles. Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
You said it was rare.
Yeah. No, see, Emily, checkmate, because I know where crocodiles live and they don't live in the Himalayas. Yeah. You made that up.
She didn't count on running into Brand
Hansen.
Nope,
Hansen. She did not. Checkmate, Emily. Hey, if you ever want to get a hold of the show or leave a nice comment or something, you can call 855-90-BRANT, B-R-A-N-T, and we're always honored.
Hello, Brant. This is Terry Sweetland. I am calling because of what you said about being the actually guy when you were visiting a Sunday school class, and I just feel like you need to know that sometimes we need the actually guy to show up in our Sunday school classes.
That is super nice of you to say that. I was kicking myself. It's like, just make it through the class without doing that.
Yeah.
And then I 45 minutes into it.
You almost made it to the finish line. And then,
almost. And then I did it again.
Actually.
There goes my index finger into the air. And now I'm saying actually. And now I'm not going to have friends again. So, you may be new to the show. One of the things we hit on quite a bit here is the fact that our feelings follow our behavior. Isn't that weird? But it's true. We hit on this all the time. Seth Godin said something. It popped up in one of my memory things. Like, if you're on Facebook, it's like something that you said a few years ago and it pops up again. It reminded me of something. But I was quoting Seth Godin, who's just a marketing guy. I don't know if he's a believer or whatever, but here's what he said. The simplest antidote to a tough day, if you're having a tough day, the simplest antidote to a tough day is generosity.
Mm.
Think of all the different things that we try to do to pick ourselves up, or, you know, all the different ways we try to do this to make ourselves feel better. And he's saying, be generous. It's so weird. The action first. And then your moods follow. And it goes the other way too. There's stuff we do that we think is going to make us feel better, and it just doesn't.
It just doesn't.
Hey, thank you for listening. We're honored that you do. And Ryan, you have earned a special badge on your listener uniform. He has emailed and said, hey, y'all, you've said you don't have the budget to make a real jingle with people singing in harmony or whatever, but good news. I've attached a file with a bunch of the jingles spliced together, and it's basically the same thing, maybe. Now you can sound like all the high-budget shows out there.
Oh, that's nice.
It is. It's really cool. So this is the jingle, by the way. I just haven't been able to pay somebody to sing it, so I had to sing it. This is the Brant Hanson Show. That's the jingle.
That's it.
So he put this together, and he just spliced people who listen to the show who have sung it, and he put them all together.
Oh, well.
Into a group.
Oh, okay. Let's listen.
I really love it.
This is the Brant Hanson Show.
That pleases me at a very deep level.
Yes, that's all of our listeners.
It kind of nails the whole vibe for the whole show. It really does.
I say let's use that.
I do. I love this very much. This is really good, Ryan. Thank you.
This is the Brant Hanson Show.
You are my people. Question, do you collect anything, or does somebody in your family collect something?
Hmm.
I know for Sherry it's notebooks. Notebook collection.
I don't collect them.
I'm looking around the studio.
I have a lot of them, yes.
Okay, so that's a question that comes up. So when is it a collection?
It doesn't intent have to be there. Like, I'm intending to get different ones just for the express purpose of collecting.
I don't know. And then when does that cross into hoarding?
Okay, good question. Okay.
And then when does that, in turn, cross into a museum? Because this
that is a mighty big jump.
Thank you. No, like this lady, it says a Slovakian woman has amassed, she's got 80,000 napkins, all with different, like each individual design, 80,000 different designs.
Mm-hmm.
And it mentions that she's collected 80,000 napkins. She keeps them piled in her office and so forth. But what point? I mean, at one point, the TV crew comes in and is like, look at this lady hoarding.
Mm-hmm.
But if she throws a plaque outside her office,
this says like Napkin Museum,
International Napkin Museum. Oh. Curator, wow. This is very nice. Man.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah, there's a fine line between hoarding and being a well-respected museum curator. They're already looking for the next James Bond. The current one, they're just like, he doesn't want to do it anymore. I'm the right age for this.
Yes, you are.
I'm like right in that pocket. I know I'm American, but...
You're doing okay.
It'd be a twist accent. On it.
Oh, you're not going to use an English accent?
Well, I mean, just whatever. I have a lot of... Probably have a lot of conscience issues with some of the stuff he does.
Sure.
I wouldn't be able to do in good conscience, but that would be interesting too.
Yeah, because now James Bond is married
he's
for 20 something years.
He's like, no,
and
I'm not.
He's in the library.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not.
And that's interesting
yeah.
too.
And I have to love my enemies.
Yes, right. That's
so
true.
While I'm tied up to a uranium rod or whatever, mm-hmm, and the guy's like, hey, 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 whatever, I'm going to be like, and Lord.
You're blessing those that are persecuting you.
I don't personally know how I'm going to get out of this situation, but ultimately, please help, so on and so forth.
I would see that movie.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.